welcome, everyone. This is Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin. I'm so happy to have you join us here at godsword.eprn.us, God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast. The scripture lesson is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 16 through 23. Scripture is written, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. Let us hear the word of the Lord. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, for an obligation is laid on me, and woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do not do this of my own will, I have a reward, but if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my proclamation I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all so that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I have become as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. The word of the Lord. The sermonic selection is entitled, What Happened to You, Paul? By Brad Solon.
We knew the man as Saul. Now he goes by Paul. He left this town years ago. He was here when Stephen died. Didn't turn away like some others, no tears at all. Paul was the man, they didn't hesitate to send him out to calm things down. What happened to you, Paul, when you had the fall? We don't know you anymore. They say it was the blow to your head, but we all know you heard something on the road. Made you turn, not look back, leave your home, preach the one crucified. Paul sang a song of Messiah and salvation in the towns far away. Beaten and arrested, hard times always cherished when the race, Paul would say. I'm not a betting man, but my money is on Paul. His words dance in my head. What happened to you, Paul? When you had the fall, we don't know you anymore. They say it was the blow to your head, but we all know you heard something on the road. Made you turn, not look back. Leave your home, preach the one crucified.
The scripture lesson has been read previously. Let us now turn to the throne of grace for a word of prayer. Dear Father God, we now offer a humble prayer that these words, along with the meditations of my heart, be acceptable to you, because you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today, my message is entitled, Sacrifice and Adapt for the Gospel's Sake. I want to lift up two verses from the pericope, that they are verses 19 and 23, respectively. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. Paul grew up in Jerusalem. He is also known by his Hebrew name, Saul of Tarsus. Paul was not a follower of Jesus. That is to say, he was not one of the original 12 apostles. Paul's conversion occurred after Jesus' crucifixion. Paul, the apostle commonly known as St. Paul, was a Christian apostle who spread the teachings of Jesus in the first century world. He founded churches and Christian communities. Among the churches he founded were the Church of Greece, the Greek Orthodox Church of Antioch, and the Orthodox Church of Albania. St. Paul founded Christian communities throughout Asia Minor and throughout Europe as well. In the New Testament, 14 of the 22 epistles were written by Apostle Paul. In the ninth chapter of the first epistle of Corinthians, denotes a very detailed example of the surrendering of certain rights and liberties for the sake of people to Christ. In the pericope that was read, Paul lifts up first the gospel, and he talks about the pressures of the duty of preaching the gospel. And knowing what I know about Paul, he was talking about the pressure of teaching the gospel. He's talking about the pressure that comes with the mission field work of the gospel. Sometimes you get tired. Paul says he has a willingness to work. Do you have a willingness to work and to be a part of the gospel at work? There are sacrifices that have to be made in order to win people to Christ. No doubt we are familiar with persons making sacrifices, such as suppose a spouse is getting a job across the country, and the other spouse is faced with giving up a lucrative job to move with the other. Another example might be giving up watching a particular TV show or a long-awaited movie so that someone else can watch a different movie of his or her preference. Let me suggest that in many cases across the country, there are many males or females who will have to sacrifice something. So like, for instance, on Super Bowl Sunday, give up celebrating your birthday on your born day. Give up seeing a particular live stream event at the same time. Let us not take for granted that every household in the nation has multiple television sets, or that a household with multiple TV sets, that every set is up and running. Sometimes things go on the blink at that very inopportune time. That's how life works. The aforementioned are mentioned, indeed, kinds of sacrifices, but are not exactly what Paul had in mind. Paul was talking about sacrifices that move us away from the context and the content of the ways of the world, moves us to change by the transforming of the mind, Romans 12:1-2. God wants us to be very disciplined and glad, like Paul, to help the gospel move forward. We can do this by reading our Bibles daily, lifting up Jesus by using the gospel, by singing to God. Sing to each other about what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. Paul had to make some adaptations to the truth when he was winning people to Christ. He said, "I became a Jew," meaning he complied with their rites. He complied with their customs and their prejudices, but only as far as he could do it in good conscience. He did not attempt to offend or attack or oppose their views. Paul was humble in his service. To those Jews under the law, living in Judea, who were steadfast and entirely under the law of Moses. Again, he had to make some adaptations of the truth. He conforms with their rites and customs as far as he could. He did not violate them unnecessarily. Neither did he disregard in an attempt to offend them, nor did he refuse to observe their rites and customs. He ate what they ate, and when it could be done in a good, with a good and clear conscience, yes. So Paul followed what he knew about the gospel. So when Paul lived in Judea, he was undoubtedly submitted and committed himself to the laws and lived in conformity with them. Now, Paul did not literally become a Jew in the sense of nationality. He became as a Jew. Under the law refers to religion. Jews were under the law given by Moses, and Jehovah God and everyone else was a Gentile. Paul tried to reach the people through truth by living as a Jew. He was respectful. Paul was thoughtful and considerate of others who were in religious era. He was considerate of the weak, and approached them at their capacity. He didn't approach them above their capacity. He didn't approach them beneath their capacity, but at their capacity. In society today, we find people who are in religious error. We must teach them the truth by acting as Paul, and that is by applying the golden rule which is found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you, for this is the law of the prophets. Like Paul, our goal must be to gain the more. Paul was willing to abide by some of the Old Testament laws as long as they didn't conflict with the New Testament. He never altered his message or his morals. He was flexible, and yet he was inflexible at the same time. This is the paradigm that we must use as we follow every reasonable, every godly, and every legitimate means to carry out the Great Commission. Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. In this Christian walk, we cannot do anything contrary to the gospel to reach the unsaved. Know without a doubt that it is wrong bullying people into conversion. Wrong are the tactics of brainwashing, catfishing, and other gimmicks to coerce people into conversion. Paul tells us in his word to rely on the gospel. We must teach the truth and behave consistently with our teaching of the gospel. Use biblical strategies to lead people to conversion. Paul had a multicultural ministry that we can learn from when leading people to conversion. Charles Spurgeon, a great English Baptist preacher, encouraged each Christian to adapt yourself to the conditions and capacities of others for their good. How are you handling your commission to win people to Christ, which is their greatest reward? Are you adapting yourself to others? Do you have a zeal for souls? What sacrifices are you making for the advancement of the gospel? Let us pray. Dear Father God, we again approach your throne of grace. We adore you. We worship you. We stand in awe at the magnitude and capacity of your love for us. Today we come before you with contrite hearts, confessing that there's no one greater than you. Thank you, God. Help us, Lord, with our shortcomings, and help us mend our ways. We appreciate, Father God, and are so thankful for your steadfast love and infinite mercies. We turn our prayer requests now for the weak, that they not harden their hearts to your love through Jesus the Christ, but rather they embrace it. These and all other blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Our closing song is entitled, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, by Sounds Like Rain. And that's R-E-I-G-N, rain. Amen.
Well, You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.